It's time to announce the winner and runners-up of our Knitter Critter competition. Couldn't believe how many entries we got. They're all amazing. There's a gallery of them on our webpage. If you haven't seen it yet, do go check it out. rnz.co.nz/Jesse. And we've put up all of these sort of the usable photos that people have sent in of their creations. Now they're going to head to the Mangere Refugee Resettlement Centre, about 100 or probably over 100 woolen creations from around New Zealand. They'll be given to new New Zealanders and families, some pure New Zealand woolen, an introduction to our native species, because each one was inspired by a native species. Third prize goes to Sharon Croft for her notorious moth cape. I'm pretty sure she was the only person who knitted a cape. It is massive, and it is inspired by one of our native moths. So, Sharon, you've won a Critter of the Week tote bag. Catherine of Nainai Nature Trust really wowed us with her box of native birds. Put that up on my Instagram. In fact, I think it's on the RNZ Instagram as well, if you want to check it out, and it's in our gallery. But so much labour-intensive needlework to get these birds looking realistic, and she'd done sort of 8 or 10 of them. They were really breathtaking. Thanks, Catherine. You win a Critter of the Week T-shirt and a tote bag. And, well, now we're going to call the winner.
Hello, Claire speaking.
Claire, hi, it's Jesse Mulligan. How's it going?
Oh, hi, good, thank you. How are you?
Great. How's your little boy?
Oh, you're not too bad, eh? He's got conjunctivitis.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
No joke here. Yeah.
Oh, man, it just keeps going round and round and round, and you got to hold them down and try and get drops in their eyes.
Yes,
it's like
exactly.
There's major trauma 5 times a day.
And you got to try not let it spread to anyone else,
right?
As well. Yeah.
And then they're like, is it bacterial or is it viral? There might not even be any point in putting drops in there. Oh man, that's my least favorite. Apart from stomach bugs, I reckon that's the worst thing that can go around a household.
Yes, so gross, eh?
Hey, I'm holding in my hand this really incredible creation of yours, this wetter. It is so cool.
Oh yeah. Oh, thank you.
Have you seen the gallery of knitted critters that we put up online?
Yes. Yeah, how cool are they?
Yeah, so good. But I don't know if you'll be surprised to learn that even though we weren't running an audience vote, we received a number of emails and texts from people saying, hey, the wetter has got to win. And so I'm telling you, Claire, that you have won this competition.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
You should be.
Oh, that's so awesome.
You should be really proud of yourself. I can't stop looking at it and holding it. It is so. I've got a lot of questions. Where did you start?
I started with the face. I made the head, and then I fully studied all of the mouth parts of a wetter, like in extreme detail, and went through and just sort of worked on those and did those little bits, and then I worked over the back and did the like the belly and the abdomen and the thorax, and then finished it off with the legs.
What's your background?
I'm a chemistry technician. I studied animal behaviour at uni, and I don't really have any background. I do a lot of knitting.
Yes, I don't know if I'm more impressed by the biological aspect of this or the craft of the knitting. For people, and I'm going to ask people to go online to take a good look at it, but it's about a foot long. It's brown. It's varying different shades of brown, actually, and it is the most anatomically correct wetter. It's even got an ovipositor. And then what are those other three things at the back?
I don't know what they were. When I wrote them down, I wrote a little notebook, and I just wrote bum spikes because I wasn't entirely sure on that, but I made sure I got them pretty much right.
You've included the little spurs on its legs?
Yep. Went through and studied some wetter legs, yeah.
And it's a girl?
It is a girl. Yeah, that's right.
And it is so, so beautiful. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
How long have you been knitting for?
I started doing crochet. My mum taught me when I was about 13. And I've just sort of been, I never followed any patterns, and I just figured it out for myself for years. And then it was only in the last few years that I thought, oh, I should really try and read some patterns and figure out what I'm doing. And ever since then, it just sort of took off because I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, weird question, but what do you get out of it?
I just really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I like just having an idea in my head and then just trying to make it happen in real life. And yeah, so that was the same with this weather. I just sort of enjoyed, especially animals. I love looking into animals. And so I just really enjoyed studying it and then just working away at it and just watching it sort of come out of my head into real life.
Is this the greatest thing you've ever created, this weather?
Yep, she's pretty up there, right? Yeah. She's, I think she probably is.
I've
definitely put the most time into it.
How many hours do you reckon to create this masterpiece?
Probably between about 40 and 50. I was calculating it the other day. Yeah. There's quite a few nights where I just sit there studying the face or studying the legs and just knit away and try and get it perfect, yeah.
Thank you for doing it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was a very good cause. It was an exciting opportunity to do that, you know, a good excuse to... force myself to do something like that.
Even if you hadn't won, we're going to have to sit down these refugees and say, look, this isn't some, like, horror movie character. It's actually a much beloved part of New Zealand wildlife.
Yeah, that's right. I think, like, maybe some little kid who's really into bugs might appreciate it on the same level I do,
Hey, what else have you made?
The first thing I made that was quite a big project like that I just made up, was an R2-D2.
Oh, wow.
I've made an R2-D2. I made a tractor for a little New Zealand boy, like a full John Deere tractor. Yeah, a few different random things, eh?
Is it like a sort of a sideline job for you now?
No, not at all. I just enjoy doing it. It's I think there's no way that you could find someone who would want to pay you for the amount of hours you put in when you're that particular.
Right, yeah.
So it's not worth it for that in any money sense, but in terms of just, yeah, enjoying what you get out of it, yeah, it's well worth it.
Cool. You just got the one boy?
Yes, yeah, just the one boy. Yeah.
Knit stuff for him as well?
I haven't actually knitted anything for him yet. I've been too busy knitting things for everyone else's kids, and I haven't thought of the perfect thing that I think he would like yet. But yeah, I'll get to it.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
You win a Critter of the Week T-shirt. What will you choose? Which critter will you choose?
I'm not sure. Is the tardigrade in there?
It is.
I do like that one, though.
Yeah. And a little prize pack of other goodies from around here as well. So.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you.
Yeah, you've made our day and loads of listeners as well. I'm actually going to find it quite hard to give this to anyone, but there'll be some little kid out there, some bug-crazy little kids. This will make their day. Thanks, Claire. Well done.
No worries. Thank you so much.
And I hope your little boy gets better soon.
Cheers. Thank you.